That's not the issue in Africa. The main issue in Africa is actually being able to save food in the production system, because we are talking about an area where you have high temperature in most of the places and where you have high relative humidity. So the tendency to have pests, rodents, or birds, you know, destroying the production is high. But also you have a situation where the post-harvest system is quite inefficient. For instance, if you take crops like fruits or vegetable or roots and tubers, so you tend to have a lot of food reduction. You can lose up to 30 to 40% of the production at the post-harvest level. And then in addition to that, you have to store or to transport food from rural area to the cities. And if you don't have good infrastructure, the road network is not that good, so you spend time moving from one place to another. All these contribute to the losses.
What about the Asian countries? There are certain countries in Asia that are feeding the world right now.
Some of the Asian countries, they are doing quite well, particularly when it comes to post-harvest management, because they have been able to develop an adequate system to preserve food. And you may have losses maybe being more at the level of consumption. But at the level of post-harvest, there are a number of countries where they are doing quite well compared to African countries.
So what do you and other experts recommend?
Well, to reduce global food loss, well, first of all, there is a need to raise awareness of the issue among consumers and producers alike, including household, community, national, regional, and international level. There is a need also for advocacy that can encourage decision makers to actually revisit and improve the efficiency of the food supply chain by reducing food losses at all stages. Similarly, we need also to promote and support research into more efficient production and processing system as part of sustainable development. Finally, I would say we need to promote improvements in logistics and more adapted way of preserving food, including packaging where possible.